We're here, John, I think. Or is it on the next item?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item on the agenda is actually elk management areas of brucellosis, but I would ask that we do the City of White Sulphur Springs Urban Mule Deer Management Plan. That keeps me at the podium, and we wouldn't be doing musical chairs. So if we could, the next item would be the City of White Sulphur Springs Urban Mule Deer Management
Plan. Yes, certainly.
Okay, thank you. So the next item is the City of White Sulphur Springs Urban Mule Deer Management Plan. MCA 731-4110 recognizes that cities or towns may need to manage wildlife within their boundaries to protect residents or their property. Currently in White Sulphur Springs, a survey, a Fish, Wildlife, and Parks survey, found that the winter density of over 120 mule deer per square mile in the city. And so the Maher County Sheriff's Office, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and city staff regularly respond to incidents of deer. So the White Sulphur Springs City Council developed a mule deer management action plan that's intended to reduce the negative impacts to people caused by mule deer and also provide the City of White Sulphur Springs and Maher County Sheriff with the management tools necessary. So the city requests that Fish, Wildlife, and Parks issue Maher County Sheriff, the city's law enforcement, a permit to destroy game animals causing damage. The permit would allow the sheriff or his agents to, one, euthanize individual deer within the city limits that threaten human safety, and two, reduce the potential for human-deer conflicts by lowering the density of deer resident within the City of White Sulphur Springs. Now, all deer that would be removed under this permit would be professionally processed at the city's expense for distribution to residents in need. The city would also prepare an annual report for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks describing how the plan was implemented. The City Council presented a draft of the action plan during an open meeting in December of 2018, collected public comment, and adopted a final action plan at their August 5, 2019 open meeting. Public comment was supportive. If the Commission tentatively endorses this action plan, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will collect additional public comment for 30 days. So we are asking that the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Commission approve for public comment the White Sulphur Springs Urban Mule Deer Management Plan. And we do have our area biologist, Jay Colby, is here, as well as our regional supervisor, Gary Berlotti, to address any other further questions.
Do you have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I propose the commission endorse the City of White Sulphur Springs Urban Mule Deer Management Plan.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Is there anybody here to comment on this plan? Comment? Any discussion from the commission? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Chairman, I'll now surrender the podium to Mr. Kujala.